Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now this case is before the Supreme Court coming out of New York, brought by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, presents the following limited issue. Whether the state's denial of petitioner's applications for concealed carry licenses for self-defense violates the Second Amendment. That's not a very expansive question. It's actually quite tight. Very well put. And it basically asks if New York has the right to deny a concealed carry permit to an otherwise law-abiding citizen. Now, we already know from the Heller decision that carrying a weapon is a right, not a privilege. And that would seem to make this an open and shut case, and yet the court has taken 6 full months to rule on a case that on its face is a complete no-brainer. So, why is it taking all this time? Because we're probably going to hear about it very shortly. We already know that, as the Supreme Court said in Heller, the militia is every able-bodied male able to bear arms, and the term well-regulated simply means properly disciplined and trained. Further, the statute exists to guarantee the security of a free people, not the government. So, what's up? Has Thomas... Justice Thomas finally, is he going to wrestle the Second Amendment from its perpetually disfavored status? The Second Amendment protects a very specific right. And that right is a freedom of action that belongs to the individual. It is unalienable, according to the Declaration of Independence. That means you can't take it away from me. You can't give it to me, either. It's just mine. Period. By birth. But New York likes to say that you don't have a good reason in their eyes, so you can't exercise your rights. And that's plain wrong, so the case should be a slam dunk decision for the plaintiff. But as of right now, this moment, nothing has been announced. And the simplest answer is that the Supreme Court takes its time to get every I dotted and T crossed, but I wonder if there isn't something else going on. And that is something called the court's own motion. And this is a mechanism holding that a court can act on a contravention or suspected contravention of the overarching obligation on its own motion. That is, if the court can act, if it can see a larger obligation to settle a set of larger questions, perhaps make certain that all lower courts apply the law properly. Now, in the case of Heller, we've seen district courts do backflips to avoid letting law-abiding citizens exercise their rights. Several of these cases reached SCOTUS only to be batted away, leading to Thomas's disgust with the rest of the justices who treat the Second Amendment as a disfavored right. But it is not going to go away. As lower courts insist on misreading Heller and the Second Amendment, it may be that the Supreme Court has made its own motion. And we're not going to know till the decision is published, but allow me to speculate a bit. And let me throw in some not-so-well-known facts. Federal gun regulation began in 1934 with the passage of the National Firearms Act. Prohibition arrived in 1920, creating massive profits for people like Al Capone. And one of his pet toys was called the Chicago Typewriter, also known as the Thompson Submachine Gun or Tommy Gun. Fired 45 ACP rounds in a fully automatic manner, pull the trigger once, and every cartridge in the gun would go. It was 4 times the mass of an AR-15 varmint round, and when you couple that with a 100-drum magazine, it certainly made bystanders dive for cover. Now, it wasn't particularly accurate, GIs found this out of World War II, but it was good for clearing rooms and house-to-house combat, but not really much else. It was expensive to acquire and use, but its association with bootleggers made it a symbol of organized crime. So at that particular moment, Congress decided to do something about organized crime, and the Tommy gun was the easy target. It could be concealed under a trench coat, which made it seem even more sinister. So ultimately, the NFA banned, by taxation, rifles with barrels under 16 inches, shotguns under 18 inches. You might ask how this made the world safer. It didn't, because machine guns were actually rarely used in crime, and short-barreled rifles weren't either. With the advent of specialized stabilizing braces, the AR-15 platform was adapted to allow severely injured persons to fire the weapon well. Regulations define that what an AR pistol was, and many thousands or even millions have been manufactured. Now, of particular interest, you don't have to be injured in order to own one. So how you shoulder it or don't shoulder it, it is also not part of the definition. And this is where things get weird. So let's look at AR pistols, short-barreled rifles, and the Tavor, an Israeli battle rifle. Now, you know, if you look at certain representations, you'll see that the brace is supposed to wrap around your arm. But, you know, an AR-15 pistol with a brace on it looks identical to an SBR, which has to be registered with the feds. And the brace makes it a pistol, but the little vertical piece of plastic attached to the forehand changes it. So if you have a forehand grip on it, if you have a horizontal hand grip, it would be a pistol. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? And again, without the vertical grip, you know, then you legally have a perfectly legal pistol. And then there's the Tavor, standard issue for the Israeli army. Because of its bullpup design, it has a 16-inch barrel, while the other guns have shorter barrels. They become SBRs if a piece of plastic is changed. But what's the real difference there? When the AR pistol has a 10-inch barrel, the Tavor becomes the shortest of the guns at 26.5 inches long. So a full-out battle rifle is shorter than a pistol. And because it has a 16-inch barrel, it can have any furniture you want to put on it, and it's going to stay legal. But you add that furniture to a pistol, and it becomes illegal unless you pay $200, wait a year, and get a blessing from the feds for every piece of plastic that you add. Both of them are 27.5 inches long with a 10-inch barrel. So the pistol is larger than the rifle. And by the way, they all fire the same pipsqueak varmint round, the 223, 556, whatever you want to call it. In Colorado, Virginia, Connecticut, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Ohio, New Jersey, Washington, and West Virginia, you can't use 556 or 223 against a deer because it is too weak. Now, if the things I've just told you don't make any sense, well, all right, I got you. I'm sitting there with you. Legally, the distinction between rifle or pistol is arbitrary and capricious. Our founding fathers did have cannons. They had the most powerful rifles for war. And when they wrote the Second Amendment, they knew this. They knew that well-regulated meant properly disciplined and trained. So there's no constitutional basis for maintaining any sort of restriction on the types of weapons you may own. The basic issue is simple. Civilians are not to carry arms for the purpose of frightening or murdering people. That's it. One way they put it was in a fray. Now, has Justice Thomas persuaded other justices to settle the Second Amendment question permanently and completely? I don't know that. But the longer they wait, the longer I begin to believe that this may have arisen in conversation. And I can't wait to hear about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to go down memory lane today. Back in the mainly in the 18th century, there was this cat named Francois-Marie Arouet. But he was known better as Voltaire. And Voltaire was sort of the Milo Yiannopoulos of his time. He wrote 2,000 books and pamphlets in his 83 years. And he wrote in every form. He wrote plays, he wrote novels, he wrote essays, histories, scientific expositions. He was a outspoken advocate of civil rights. He was always at constant risk for censorship laws of the Catholic French monarchy. And yet he operated. He operated despite what was at the time a very strict regime. So here's a statement for you that he stated, Voltaire: if you want to know who controls you, look at whom you are not allowed to criticize. We have signs of decline everywhere. Violent crime, corruption, riots, all with little or no consequence for the perpetrators, election fraud, and medical mandates for vaccines that do not work. Another Voltaire quote: doctors put drugs of which they know little into bodies of which they know less, for diseases of which they know nothing at all. All of this is part of the left's grand plan to transform American society from a free nation of our founding into something resembling communist China. The one thing they did not plan on was the presidency of Donald Trump. His four-year term in the White House was unexpected because the Democrats were certain that they had that election in the bag. Hillary was on board with their globalist Marxist plan. They just knew that they had all their plans were a go, but they underestimated the America First movement and were gobsmacked by Trump's thoroughly unpredictable victory. That's how blinkered they are. Voltaire: those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. The leftists know, quote unquote, that if they're doing it, it's the right thing to do. Convince people that there are multiple genders, that men can get pregnant, and it's fair for men to compete against women as women, and that small children can be trans. Anyone who publicly notes their destructive bent will be called racist or homophobic or transphobic, and that is how they roll, our leftist progressives. And whom do they blame for all the chaos they incite? Why, the deplorables, of course. Trump supporters, patriots, constitutionalists, conservatives of every stripe. From Voltaire: it is dangerous to be right in matters on which the established authorities are wrong. This is their overall strategy. It's right out of the Rules for Radicals. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. So now we're confronted with the result of at least 50 years of the left's official campaign against all things traditionally American. The family, biology, freedom of religion, reverence for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, equality under the law, and respect for civil society. And they have been wildly successful. The left happily cheered the Antifa and BLM riots of the summer of 2020 and all the destruction they wrought and the billions of dollars in damage that they did. They too were, that's part of their plan. They celebrate drag queen shows for kids and the sexual grooming of our young children in school. All these co-conspirators were, and they remain, on the side of the anti-family crowd. The criminals, they believe that their support of anarchy is their key to permanent power. That is how much contempt they have for the rest of us. Trump derangement upped that ante. Hillary Clinton was so distraught by her unexpected defeat in 2016 that she fabricated several fake scandals to impugn Trump with the unquestioning criminal assistance of the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. And now we know for sure that each of those agencies is corrupt, each an arm of the Marxist Democrat Party. They've all been called out, but will there be any consequence for all of this malfeasance? Well, hadn't been so far. Only time and fair elections are going to tell about that. And the question becomes, for a lot of people, are there ever going to again be fair elections? Only the Republicans can fight back and make that happen. The Democrats have cheated for so many years and in so many ways that they will take legitimate constitutional judges and a host of honest brokers in Congress to stop what the Democrats do as naturally as they breathe. And that's going to be a long haul. Right now they want to confiscate guns from you, the law-abiding citizen, even though they know full well that criminals pay no attention to gun law. So how is it possible that millions of Americans do not know that gun confiscation is what the Nazis did, what Stalin did, and what Mao did before each of them murdered millions of their own people? American education has purposely not taught the truth about tyrannical genocidal regimes that took the lives of 100 million people in the 20th century alone. We're blighted now by two generations who've been so thoroughly indoctrinated with leftist lies that we're hurtling toward an Armageddon of our own making. And make no mistake, this Biden administration is illegitimate. It's the worst thing that has ever happened to the United States. He and his handlers and his mind-numbingly incompetent cabinet appointees have brought this country to the lowest point in modern history, domestically and internationally. We're suffering a massive third-world invasion on our southern border. The Russian incursion into Ukraine was incited by Biden and his cronies, the ones who get rich on war. We were energy independent under Trump, but Biden put a stop to that on day one, and now he has to go beg the Saudi Arabians and the Venezuelans for oil. And meanwhile, that price has doubled. And the Democrats are thrilled. They've wanted this for a decade. The new press secretary Reeder thinks that because gas prices are high in other nations, that we should be happy we've caught up with the rest of the world. But the greenies in this administration could not care less about the environment. They're interested only in power and controlling you. The climate crisis is as big a hoax as the Russian collusion. Like all the pandemic and all its unconstitutional restrictions, it's all about power and control and greed. Fear-mongering is their number one tool. And the media, electronic and social, are completely on board. Remember this, another Voltaire quote: "The comfort of the rich depends upon an abundant supply of the poor." So you're going to have to get out there and vote, and you're going to have to go now. You got to vote out rhinos, right? Some of them, McConnell may be one, Graham is definitely one, Romney definitely, Cheney, Kinzinger, all the fake conservatives, they got to go. Voltaire also said this: "It is hard to free fools from the chains that they revere." Some people like being convinced less that they've been fooled than they do actually being fooled. But we've got to get out of this dystopia before it's too late. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden spoke on the final day of the CEO Summit of the Americas event in Los Angeles about the economic potential among all the countries in attendance. The president saying the region is filled with dynamic energy and he is optimistic about the future. He called on CEOs to match funds his administration gave to Central American countries and added the decisions being made today will have a major impact on the future.
None of us will be able to fully realize our ambition for the region on our own. So let's use this summit to tackle the obstacles to growth come together around new ideas and new opportunities to take our region's biggest challenges on and defeat them.
The Democratic-led January 6th committee primetime hearings are set to begin Thursday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are rising. The Labor Department says 229,000 Americans sought benefits last week. That's an increase of 27,000 from the previous week's revised total. The largest increase in claims for the week that ended May 28th happened in Mississippi, California, and New York. A man has been charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice after he was found with weapons outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. He allegedly told law enforcement he wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says some prominent Democrats incited hysteria over the illegally leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court that suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade.
First, they use reckless rhetoric that helps fuel the dangerous climate. Then they refuse to do their jobs and address the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Anti-liberty leftists, they're always going to try to gaslight to advance their obvious goal, which is to confiscate guns. And that's what red flag laws are all about. And their latest push for red flag laws are no different. Following the recent tragedy in Uvalde, the anti-liberty left didn't waste any time blaming you. You're the problem. It's your fault. They immediately began talking about red flag laws, which sound merely helpful, but which are in fact unconstitutional gun grabs under another name because there's no due process involved in this. And this is a typical leftist tactic. They avoid certain words because that would convey what is really taking place. And the Democrats routinely have their best wordsmiths conjure up some sort of soft language for wholesale gun confiscation. Start with these so-called red flag orders, which imply a government promise to confront serious dangers. Now, people have become wise to this crass word manipulation. They've even started to roll out a new version, yellow flag orders. It's got all the unconstitutional gun confiscation as before, but with a slightly brand new name. Now, there's plenty of things out there, like the Extreme Risk Firearm Protection Order, the ERFPO, the Risk Protection Order, ARPO, the Extreme Risk Protection, the ERPO, the Gun Violence Restraining Order, you know? These guys are liberticidal. They've been wearing out their thesaurus, conjuring up harmless descriptions of how these things work. And when they don't work, I mean, this okay, so. The weapon, people, the weapon in any attack is between your ears. It's your brain. It's your thought process. Where's the capacity? What are you doing? What are you willing to do? All else is just tools to realize your vision. So if they come to you and, they're coming to you and they're going to take away everything you can use to hurt someone with. Every tool, every garden tool, every gun, anything with an edge on it. You're still going to find other things you can use to kill somebody. They're going to leave you out there, the killer. They're going to leave the killer out there and just take away what they can find at his house. And that's really what it boils down to. And the other thing is this. They're going to do it based upon whoever decides to point out that you might be a bad person. So if you get out there and you're, you know, you hate Tom Brady because Tom Brady always wins no matter who he's playing for. And it's never for your team. And Tom Brady beats your team in the Super Bowl. And you're out there going, I could just kill Tom Brady. Then they're going to get out there and they're going to say that you have the possibility of, you know, if you make one of your relatives angry, or a girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend or whatever it is, if you make one of them angry and they're like, you know, the other day he was talking about Tom Brady, he's talking about killing him. Then, you know, at oh dark 30 at 4 a.m., somebody shows up at your door, knocking on your door to file, you know, to serve your gun violence or your extreme risk protection order or whatever it is. They come in there to serve that upon you. They take your guns because you expressed an emotion. And then in a couple of weeks, you might get to see a judge. And then the judge is going to decide whether or not you get your guns back. So, and they're going to do this at gunpoint. Instead of pointing out how an innocent person's means of self-defense and personal property is taken at gunpoint, they talk about how these laws temporarily separate people from their guns and keep guns out of the hands of individuals perceived as a danger to themselves and others. Except reality is a quite a different story. Tucker Carlson pointed this out. He said yesterday they unveiled their plan to seize firearms from American citizens who've not been convicted of a crime or even accused. Now, under normal circumstances, it will be instantly obvious that that is unconstitutional. In our system, you have to be convicted before you can be punished. But in the hysteria that understandably follows a tragedy this horrible, politicians know that they can suspend civil liberties. And he's right. You're not going to have somebody rolling up with a social worker's jacket on and name tag going, listen, this is just for a moment while we sort this out. Please, if you will, surrender your guns. In most cases, this will be executed by heavily armed law enforcement personnel in an early morning raid. And yours and perhaps your dog's chances of survival depend upon the severity of the raid. What's even worse is that you don't actually need to own any firearms to have a SWAT team smash through your door at 4 a.m. on a gun hunt. In most cases, an accuser only needs to assert that you are somehow dangerous and you might own guns. Perhaps the accusing dislikes you and wants revenge. This is just another basis from them to SWAT you. That is, sick, some panicked law enforcement officers on you in the hope that you die. Or perhaps it's enough that the SWAT team will literally tear your house apart to find that maybe gun. I used to be a little concerned about this, but now I'm actually enjoying it. But no matter what they promise in Congress, among themselves, they're very open about their goals. You can hear Morning Joe saying it's paranoid to claim the government's coming for your guns. And then they'll turn around and praise Beto O'Rourke for saying exactly that. All of these things, all of these red flag orders, whatever name they whatever acronym they throw at you, they're straight up designed to deceive you. And at their core, they mean the destruction of due process, the rule of law, and gun confiscation. And despite the innocuous flag name or acronyms, they violate the First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment. It's also untrue that unless we pass these laws, people will die. One of the Buffalo mass shooting, one of the victims, Gary Willis, once owned a legal weapon but couldn't have it with him when he needed it because the government had seized it under a red flag law triggered by a vague complaint from a distant relative. In reality, these new proposals do not increase safety because every state in the union has existing laws that don't require unconstitutional gun seizure to preserve safety. It's always been possible to take person's guns away, a dangerous person's guns away. All 50 states and the federal government have involuntary commitment laws that go by various names, the Baker Act in Florida, 5150 in California. They all require a mental health expert to testify before a judge, but hearings can occur quickly in an urgent case. And if those facing a hearing can't afford a lawyer, the judge provides them with one. And judges have a lot of flexibility when ruling. So if a person on trial does not agree to voluntary psychiatric treatment, they can be committed involuntarily or have their guns confiscated at that point. But red flag laws remove all of that. All of those due process protections is based only on a written complaint which could come from a relative, a friend, a neighbor, a police officer, a judge decides. And the bottom line here is that these laws are unnecessary because they're redundant. They invert the rule of law, and they have no real effect on gun crime. And that's probably why the anti-liberty left is hiding their intent with word games. But bear this in mind. Bear this in mind. Leaving the would-be perpetrator on the street, if he's really that dangerous, leaving him in the street and just taking his guns is the stupidest way to try to prevent violence there is. Because violence is violence. It doesn't matter how it originates or what type it is. And that's what we need to be fighting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. hearing extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, everything's falling apart for the Democrats. That's the fun part. And there's nothing they can do to save themselves. The only cure they can possibly have is to reject the progressive pseudo-religion that they have adopted. The climate cult, the idea that the cause of crime is you being mad about crime. The certainty that you heretics blaspheme by adopting all manner of phobias and isms. But they can't do that. They can't reject it. They're trapped in a vicious circle of pain. And we should point at them and laugh right now out loud. And, you know, we can ask this question, what the hell is it with these freaks? I'm not going to, you know, link you to it. I'm not going to give you a way to go. But social media was ablaze with tweets about some bizarre Dallas drag bar that had a bunch of drag queens twerking and grinding in front of little kids under a neon sign that read, "It's not going to lick itself." I don't even like saying that. Along with inflation, this is more evidence that our garbage elite is taking us full Weimar. And that ended super poorly the last time. The Democrats caused this mess with their weird obsessions. They shut down the American energy industry because Gaia commanded it. They decided they could repeal the basic laws of economics based on the representations of a fake Indian and other hacks, sparking unstoppable inflation. And they decided that crime needed to pay, apparently because you normals are racist. And then, as we predicted, everything went to hell. And now that President Gumby is walking around the Oval Office, which he should not inhabit, complaining that he's polling lower than Donald Trump and, you know, certain maladies that itch. Now, of course, his answer is to let Biden be Biden, which is exactly why they're in this mess. He is a lying idiot. And it's no shock that he's taken the country to the edge of ruin. But on the upside, there are fewer mean tweets now. So there's that. And the thing is that the very policies that drove us into the dirt are the entire reason the current Democratic Party has for existing. Gone are the days when the Democrats were all about helping the working man get his fair share of the pie. Instead, as the ruling caste lost its religion, it had to find something to fill the void, and that became politics. And politics was how frigid liberal wine women would find meaning to fill their empty, barren souls. So this is not about politics per se. It's about fulfilling a spiritual need through political posturing. All that worker man stuff, that was all transactional. The question there was, how do we get our cut? But now that transactional stuff is largely, not entirely, but largely sidelined in favor of personal fulfillment via adopting the proper pose. So this means adopting positions that will not only crash America into a pylon, which to these creatures is actually a feature and not a bug, but will alienate the majority of Americans who do not consider politics a vehicle for personal self-actualization. And it's all a trap. An old-school Democrat could have turned on a dime. Policy was nothing personal, and if it went bad, it was a simple matter to modify it. But now if you want to modify it, you're a heretic. You're a climate denialist, a racist, or whatever. You know, whatever they're calling you that day. And, you know, the kind of limits your options. And in this case, the Democrats are limited to the option of accelerating into that brick wall that they see coming up. The smart Democrats see it. November is going to be a bloodbath, no matter what anybody thinks. It's going to be a bloodbath. No matter what happens, it's going to be a bloodbath. Because what is happening is everybody's going to the pump every day. I went into a grocery store the other day. And while I'm there, I get 3 bags of groceries. And that was $123. Now, this was Whole Foods. So I was like, this can't possibly be the way it is. I need to shop smarter. So I went to Walmart, and I got 3 bags of groceries. Same stuff. Chicken, eggs, you know? Same stuff. It's $118. So I say $15 going to Walmart. There's no way 3 bags of groceries should cost $100 and anything. Now, this is all because of the Democrats, because it is harder to get goods and services somewhere. And the problem with the Democrats is there's nowhere for them to go. They can't abandon ship because their crew has ensured that there's no life rafts. They created this disaster and they cannot change course to avoid the iceberg right ahead, not without an epic wipeout that forces them to reconsider. And that's not going to happen. Until they get smashed a few times. And maybe they will get lucky and the GOP will sell us out on guns and hand them a life jacket. Maybe those January 6 hearings will change everything. And maybe Grandpa Badfinger will win the Nobel Prize for Particle Physics. Not entirely unrelated is this current tendency of the most horrific groomers on the left to twerk their perversions in our faces by doing it to kids. So much of this sexual gender creepiness is a performance designed to get our attention through transgression. And it does not get much more transgressive than to try to seduce our children. But these people have experienced tolerance for so long they forget human nature. Transgress enough and you will be brought to heel. And the weirdos on TikTok bragging about how they groom little kids in their classroom. Who's hiring these mutants to teach children? Are just one example. Another is the disgusting drag queen kiddie show at a gay bar that recently exploded all over Twitter. I've already described that as much as I'm going to go. But they want you to see them. They want your attention, or at least they think they do. They are the truly privileged in society, a preference minority that has been entirely free to express itself. So they do not get that this is not the natural state of things in human history. And in any other age, and in most other countries, even now, they would do this and they would be locked up. But this deep-seated need to transgress blinds them to the fact that normal people have a limit. They're going to draw a backlash because when you get to hassling kids, you get to something primeval. Something lizard brain. They're going too far and should stop. And if they don't, they will one day wish they had. This is not advocating it or threatening it, but simply an observation about human nature. You can push and push only so far before other people are going to push back. Targeting children is pushing way too far. So, I look at some of the things, and this is the thing about what is coming. In the inner city, crime is going through the roof. It is horrible what's happening to people in the inner city. Horrible. And in the interim, they don't have anybody to call. There's nobody. Right now, gas is so high that some of these police departments have blown through their budget for gas. So now, if you call 911, in some places, nobody can come because they don't have the gas to get to you. That's something you call, that's called an unintended consequence. When you get out there and make it so prohibitive to just go about your normal day that you can't call the police because they can't get to you. It's one thing to call them and there's just not enough to get to you. It's another thing to call them and there's some to get to you, but they can't get to you because they don't have any gas to get to you. And this is Biden's America. And this is the Democrats' America. I knew when all of this changed, I knew this in 2020. My first thought was, okay, you guys have all, you got it all now. Let's see what you do with it. And we are seeing what they've been doing with it. And in the interim, madmen are now, you know, trendy. And because they're trendy, they're coming for you. And we simply can't allow that. I will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.